problem that we have is that during this time that there won't be the cassava trees, we'll have to buy some commercial feed for the pigs during that time. Wanda, this might seem like a silly question, but what's the difference between a cow and a heifer? Okay, a heifer is a young female cow before she has calves. A cow is a milk cow or any kind of cow that is dropped several times and has calves. Drop means to have a calf.
How long is it going to take for the bull to be eatable?
Well, I'm not quite that familiar with that breed, but it looks to me that it'll be about another 6 months before he'll be to the weight that we'll need. Add in on the questions? Okay, well, just wait before you go on the next question. You want me to do that now, Wesley, wherever you are? Agricultural Commission, January 19th, 1978.
If a problem arises with ticks or fleas or anything with the cattle, do we have means of taking care of that?
We already have the medication, which we've applied on the cattle twice, called Burkittox. It's very effective. It eliminates all the fleas and the ticks on them. We're in the process of, we thought we already had one type of malathion that we could use for flies on the cattle and the horses, but we don't, so we're trying to obtain it in Georgetown now.
Cows
to
milk and some of them.
We're not quite sure the pregnancy dates on them. We have one that should be having a calf within 3 months, and the rest it'll be longer. And we've got some of the heifers I bought are quite young, and we can't even breed them for about another 4 to 6 months. We're starting out with a young herd. Yes, they have to have a baby. And even after the first baby, they don't produce that much milk. It takes a...
All right, now let's conduct a meeting right, okay? If someone asks a question they don't know, then I don't see any, it's obvious she didn't know. And a lot of us are from the cities and never had a chance to live on a farm till now. So I think it's really unfair on all your parts who decided to laugh at that, so I think you should knock it off.
As I was saying, a cow does not produce milk until they have one calf. And it was a very good question on her part because a lot don't know. But then after the first calf is when... They don't produce that much on the first year. From the second calf on is when you get into your higher milk production. And one of our plans, which I left out, is that we'll be breeding first with this Holstein bull that we have, but he's not a pure grade Holstein. And so we plan to later upgrade our herd through either purchasing a better quality Holstein bull or else through artificial insemination. And thanks to Jim making good contacts here, it's being made possible for two of us to go to the government dairy farm, and they're going to teach us artificial insemination so we can do this for our own herd.
After after she has her first calf, how long until she can be bred back up?
She can have a calf, but you can breed her back, I think it's 3 months after that, because it takes the gestation period, or the period, their pregnancy period, is 9 months. So they give milk 300 days out of the year, so they're only dry 6 to 5 days out of the year. You breed them back during their milk period. Questions?
Times a week to cut down on you.
Okay, the egg count for this week was for 1-11-78, we had 268 eggs. For 1-12-78, we had 285 eggs. For 1-13-78, we had 281 eggs. For 1-14-78, we had 254 eggs. For 1-15-78, we had 198. For 1-16, we had 381. For 1-17, we had 289 eggs. And for the 18th, we had 278. And for the chicks that we hatched out in the incubator, we had set 186 eggs total. And out of that, only 90 had hatched. And out of the 90 hatched, we lost 4 in the incubator. And that makes 11 we lost down to the chicken house. From coal, from draft. He was told to use a kerosene lantern, which did not provide much heat for the chicks and for the lost 11 down there. And for the eggs that did not, the remaining eggs that did not hatch out, which was 96 eggs, we had checked the eggs by candling, which we couldn't tell they were fertile. So what we did was we cracked all the eggs the day before in the kitchen as they were being used, and we had about a 90% fertility of eggs, so we went on that. And I think the reason why majority of them didn't hatch was because we had the incubator in the laundry room where we used to have them during one, and I think we have a problem with too much draft because the eggs in the center of the incubator, they hatch, but those towards the outside didn't. So I got to work and see if I can get rid of a draft and see if that's what's the problem. For our needs, what we need for the chicken house, Juan had told me to get together how many bottles of vaccine we need for the year, and we need 5 bottles of Newcastle vaccine. Also, we need 3 automatic tray-type waters for the chickens. And also, we got to make some kind of arrangement for me or somebody to go to the ridge Saturday to meet the baby chicks.
My question is that it's to my understanding that you're having trouble down there with the water, and there was a few chicks lost or something because the water was bad, or the water shut off or something.
Well, I don't know what the problem was. From what I understand, all Keaton told me was that we had ordered water, and there was no water delivered down there, and the barrels ran out. Whoever was over at the cassava mill, they took buckets and put buckets in there for the baby chicks. And all I know is Keaton said when he got there, 2 of them were dead, and they were wet. So I don't know if they drowned it in the buckets or not, because he just told me this evening, so I don't know.
You're talking about today?
Yeah. Talking about today.
No, Anthony, that's not what the problem is. The problem is that water system, isn't adequate, because it operates off of a weight system from the water, and when the trough is full or else has a lot of weight on it, it shuts the water off. Well, the chickens, there's so many of them in there that they pulled down on that water trough and shut it off. So we put water in the trough, and then we set down 2 buckets of water, and they were all so thirsty because they had shut that off and weren't able to get water. And in the process, they smothered 2 of them, even though we were trying to keep pulling them off of each other. So I think that as long as we're going to have that many in a building, we need to work on a different water system.
What I want to say is on the watering trays that we had put wire screens going down the trays so they could not see, because it works by weight. When you get so much water in it, it automatically cuts off, and the chickens were sitting on it, like roosting on it. And at that time we had put screens going down it, and Brother Keaton had took them off, and I told him this was the problem and to put them back on. So I don't know what you're talking about, if they're leaning up against it or what.
Yes, they're leaning up against it and pulling the tray down so that it shuts the water off.
Well, that's one reason why we're asking for more automatic water, because we need 2 actually per building, and 1's not enough. So we need 2 water. That's why I'm asking for more watering devices.
Well, the problem was someone tried to make a readjustment on it, and I had it close to the ground where the chickens couldn't get under it. But when they need water, they'll get under it, and when they get under it, the others will go over, then they'll rest on the one under there, and they can get out. So I put it lower to the ground where no chicken can even get his head under it, but it'll still work. It works on a balance system. It worked for me.
Well,
whoever tried to readjust it, that's what the problem was.
We didn't readjust it anything, but they were
underneath
it
today.
Somebody
had made
I was the one that made a readjustment on the other day, because the watering trays are supposed to be level with the tail feather, the back of the baby of the chick. And I explained this to him this evening. And I was the one I had readjusted while I was down there.
All I'm saying is I think you need another water or else a different water, because they shut it off and then wind up with no water.
I noticed when I was at the piggery, a lot of the chickens had some of the feathers plucked. I mean, not plucked, but they evidently been fighting or something. A lot of the feathers are gone. I'd like to know, is it dangerous to the health for that to happen, and how would you prevent it?
Well, we discussed that in our last agriculture meeting. Okay. What we discussed was there was a pecking order when they were pecking each other, and we did order some more blinders to put on them, to blind so they can't see where they're pecking. That's what's called by pecking each other, a pecking order. Yeah,
I put them. A follow-up on the radio on the D-beaker, so hopefully we'll get something back on it. I've got no feedback yet.
Anthony, can you tell us how many laying hens do we have now?
I would not know right now. I have to go back to my records and add and subtract.
Well, I'd like to find out whenever you can get the information. Maybe for the next agriculture meeting.
I'll have it ready for the next agriculture meeting.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's see. The next scene is Christine Talley.
Okay, all the rabbit cages have been disinfected. And Wednesday morning we had a litter from the Brown New Zealand. And she had she only had three in her litter, but it's her first litter, and most first litters are small. They're good size and they're healthy. The White New Zealand should be having a litter in 2 weeks. Okay, and one thing I want to ask was, I was told by Russell that there's a man either in Port Kaituma or Matthews Ridge, and he wants to borrow our buck to mate with some of his rabbits, and maybe we can bargain for half the litter. I don't know who the man was. Or
I can check with him next time I go in. No, it's King Green. He's over the agriculture program at the Kaituma School.
I would suggest that rather than, if we do make a deal with them, I think they should bring their doe out here to us rather than us take our buck into them.
That's what I think, too. Yeah, it's also true that the buck won't be, when they get into a strange area, they don't operate.
I have a comment about that. Also, is that from my understanding is when you bring rabbits are almost any stock into a new area. I know it's rabbits are kind of like a delicate thing. And like I know the Kaituma rabbit could have something that our rabbit out here don't have. So I think we should be pretty careful with this.
Chickens, even the government, they do a sloppy job raising the animals, and they have all kinds of disease and stuff, and they always losing chickens left and right, and it could be the same thing with rabbits. And I think Christine ought to go in and check their bucks out and see how healthy they are, and if so, they ought to be put in some kind of quarantine or something like that for a while before we breed our rabbits and bring something into Jonestown and destroy our flock.
Okay, I'm next. Okay. We finished livestock quite a while ago.
I'd just like to bring one point, and I think that we ought to be considering two people for veterinary training, a sister and a brother, because our stocks, we just talked about infesting or infecting our animals and so forth. So maybe doing people's rally or steering committee, we ought to really, really consider this, and I'm talking about someone to be, a trained persons in this area.
This is true, and Jim Bogue and I had discussed this, and we were going to get together with you and Jan and find out how to come about this, what decision had to be made so that they could be chosen. We said we were debating either two or three people in case one person didn't complete the course. But if we get all the livestock we need, including, when you're taking full scale of the chickens, the rabbits, and everything, and there's enough for either two people.
I think announcements should be made for people who want to sign up for it first and then submit their names into steering committee. Qualifications and how much schooling and, reasons why. Johnny, you'll take care of that, won't you? Make that announcement. And experiments with animals.
That's just, it's not a prerequisite. It's just for informational sake, right?
I guess so.
Because a lot of us didn't know anything about farming or animals and turned out to be pretty good farmers and animal caretakers.
right, Miss Adam. You make that get that announcement. All right.
Okay. This is for work done since the last agricultural meeting. Okay. Completed planting of 10 acres of sweet potatoes. Collecting about 150 pounds of cutlass beans. 65 pounds of green papaya. Completed maintenance of old pine field, which is about an acre. About 50-some bags of planting material collected for Edo's and planting out of a 3.5-acre Edo field. Completed maintenance on a 5-acre Edo field. And then there's a whole lot of other things just started, like another two more 2-acre Edo fields and a 10-acre cutlass bean field. But mainly, we're all just working on maintenance right now. Any questions? Okay, there was something, let's see. Teresa, you were going to try to get something started for a maintenance thing on Saturdays?
I misunderstood. I thought you were going to do it. And I haven't done nothing.
When you brought up the idea, I said you go ahead and try to get it implemented. I said I would ask for more tools to be made, like the hose put together. He said, Charlie said it was announced yesterday that it was to be done.
Okay, well, I'm willing to do some work on it, but I don't really know what to do to how to go about getting it going.
Well, this is just mainly for, seniors and other young people around here that aren't on crews to go out Saturday? Everybody who can?
Right. It'd be people that are not on crews, and if some of the other departments could spare people on Saturday on some kind of rotation basis, but every department would have to work that out.
Well, I got the places to put them at. I mean, I guess they'll just have to report to me. I don't know. Then I can put them in various places. But they'll have to report. And that's what I wanted. I thought you were going to do is try to see which ones come out and whatever. Get that set up.
Okay. So what is today? Today's
Thursday. I have a list of the departments and all the department heads. If you want to see me in the morning, I'll give you that, and you can. That might help you implement it.
Okay. In the morning I'm working. Could I do it after the meeting? Okay.
I've got a few things now. Thanks to Dad's getting us involved in the PNC, we've been able to get the sugarcane machine that we've been talking about for so long, and we're going to get it tomorrow. This is for the farm. I wanted the farm to get lined up to cut the sugarcane. We're going to harvest it.
That's a question they're not hearing. I hear one side. It's very disconcerting not to hear with one side. Somebody was asking you a question. We hear you, Philip, but we can't hear who asked you the question.
Well, they're telling us this was on the agenda for later on. I'll skip that.
Well, we're grateful that you got it. And the People's National Congress, of course, is the government's ruling party. And that's encouraging that we were able to get that machine, the only one of its kind here.
We've already got the planter through them, which we have now, and we're trying to get it working as well.
Good, good, good.
I also wanted to bring up the rice field, and I think the whole top half of that hill could be plowed up and used again for anything, and just keep the strip along the bottom end where the rice is grown and trying to see if we can get anything out of it. And anybody got anything to say about that? Okay, well, there's another thing. We're trying to cut some hair, too. We've got the tree cutter set up to where we can cut some hair, and we need some people to turn it and gather it if we can get it to cure. If the weather holds out good, we want it picked up and put in the trailer and hauled to the cassava mill. In the next day, probably tomorrow, if I get it cut, I don't know how long it would take to dry, but we just wanted to have some people available to do it, whether we can get the farm crew. Jim Bogue didn't think his crew could get to it, so he suggested the learning crew. I don't know. Take care of that then, right? I think that's all I had right for the minute.
I don't know, perhaps this is a steering committee item, and if so, then we should refer it to steering. But there should be a schedule planned out ahead on the work that the learning crew has lined up to do, and somebody should keep that schedule and be at both steering and agricultural meetings so that we know what we can or cannot refer to learning.
Responsible, pardon?
He's been coming to me.
Right.
Well, both him and Ronnie, they come and ask me what work needs to be done.
Okay, so like that. So then what you're saying is, and Sebastian and Ronnie should be inclusive in the stirring and here, and I agree. And since I had the floor, when we were looking into this to the sugar cane, there's a red eye that's in the sugar cane that was in the sugar cane up in Matthews Ridge, and they discontinued. That's why they're not using the cane grater or the chopper. They discontinued using it because of this red streak that's in the sugar cane. And I noticed in our sugar cane, it has the same kind of red circle in it. And we were told the other day that it meant that the sugar cane was infected, and that when it was given to the animals, to the cattle particularly, it affected them. So I'd like some research done on this in terms of our sugar cane and what can be done to cure it before we get into this big old project of planting sugar cane and it's all infected. Because I don't know how much of that is like that, but there is some of that sugar cane that's out there now for seeds or seeding that has that red stuff in it.
Okay, I'll check onto it.
With dispatch. I'm sure we can conquer this. The only matter, we're more scientific in our approach than any of these other cooperatives, including the Government Institute. And we've got to get even more industrious, but that's a very important and salient point, John. We need to get that cured before we go into mass farming.
Okay, I think Russell and Ned, besides just checking the roadway, you should check down in the nursery also. All the cane.
Also, I think what might be done also is there's some people here who have raised sugar cane before. We had some people come to agriculture meeting a couple months ago who said that they had worked with sugar cane, and I think that if anybody has any experience in that, if you could get with me, you know, it would be very helpful. Well, I think probably the best bet, and I don't know if everybody's here, is that, you know, yeah, People's Rally would be the best place to make the announcement.
Started with it. We need to get started with it. Let's make the announcement and get them as quick as we can.
Start taking, go get the names now. I have someone get the names. Christine, you got a pencil and paper? You get all the people who had your hands up, can you raise your hands again so Christine could get your names down? You maybe stand up. Just stand up so she could see you better.
Make an announcement over the PA system, too, about anyone that's familiar with sugar cane to get themselves to the Agricultural Commission immediately.
What's new? Okay, is there any more questions about the farm? All right, then we'll go on to the garden.
This week we haven't done not too much. We've done a little plan. We planted We planted two rows of garlic, about 200 foot long. We planted three rows of shallots, about 600 foot long. And I planted three rows of cabbage, about 300 foot long, and one row of mustard green about almost 800 foot long. And this week's report on the gathering, we gathered 135 pounds of okra. We gathered 625 pounds of mustard green, mustard and deer collar loom. And eggplants was 81 pounds, 220 pounds of radish, 126 pounds of lettuce, and 422 pounds of squash, cucumbers 289 pounds, and pumpkins 45 pounds, and boar beans 101 pounds. Any questions?
Plant more next week.
Sure will.
Smart ass. Any questions?
Microphone, please. Could you come to the microphone, please?
That's good. I'm just teasing. I just like that way. Any questions?
Didn't we plant cucumbers and corn and radishes, about six rows of radishes?
That was not on this week's planting. That would be next week.
Thank you. I want to give you that man's precise. You know, we can depend
on my schedule goes from Sunday to Saturday night.
Don't fuck with his schedule.
Thank you, Dad.
By the way, you ought to give Eileen Tucker a good hand. She bailed that water herself most of it today, and here in bright and chipper after a war and in the Agriculture Commission. She was the one who was doing all the bailing. That's really something.
Thank you, Dad. I would like to thank the junior high and the senior citizen for a nice job they done today until Dad left and then everybody left. Not quite everybody, you know what I mean, but the majority of the senior citizen left.
My God, we got the names.
If I had been collecting names, I'd have still been down there.
We got the names that stayed on. That 3 hours that I was there was fantastic. It's a shame that they would leave you. And that important work. We'll talk about that in People's Rally. We'll talk about it.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
Is Salika here? She's going to give a report on the seniors' garden.
Next time anybody leaves like that, you tell them when they leave, they got to go to the radio room with me, because that's why I was called away, because I wanted to stay there. So they got to say, come on, you got to go to the radio room with Dad and see if they leave.
I planted two rows of cabbage, one row of beets, and I planted two rows of kale and one row of turnips and Swiss chard and carrots, tomatoes, peas, and lettuce.